October 25th, 2002. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Advantage, however.
What will it take to make me normal? Or ask a proper outlook, and I need to wear to leave form wear underneath where all underwear models. So where's my body? Happy when I'm not committed to this notion. Being dependent on another person's earth with motion. Well, next to ocean, most of life spent floating. Feel alive in amongst these dead seas. With every breeze through the trees, I wanna please myself. First and foremost, I'm the host. With the least pairs of grease pants and deep stares in the sleep stand. Climbing out to die, can I have this last dance? Please, why I say no, a few months ago, with just a little kiss. For this low life, who misses love but can't resist being rough, right? Well, since you're
chills. Yet the sun still thrills me to no end in sight. The light shine bright against the camera's up. Slightly off the earth, I'm moon ray, glistening soon gaze. Born a monumental wishing well and kiss and tell. I'm well past my prime beef stage, but in beef, I've become well aged. Made the grade A prime cut. But fuck, nothing really gets to me. Let's be on you time. I'm due for destiny. Found myself whistling while I walk. To myself, I talk in rounds and harmonize with the sound of my surroundings. Alive, feeling grounded. I'm striving in my striding. Alive and up the Midas cup. Some say maybe golden, but can't hold up to being raised in a holding cell. Well, here we go again. When along came the same man day in the hour. Walk through the streets, voice raised in a shout. What's the sense in being normal?
Mad, mad indeed. And most peculiar.
What will it take to make me normal? Perhaps a proper outlook, and I need to wear a tweed from a wear underneath. We're all a newer model. What you don't see in magazines, you can see in novels. These days, I can't write. I find insight hard to come by at night. Used to find the zone, but my own thoughts were cone-shaped. But now I'm homesick, the zone is black and walls and cotton candy. Back in halls decked with dandy little treats, which I could feast on. Gotta let myself go. I'm starting to get depressed. I'm a great little actor until I get undressed. Then I'm surely lacking sort of action. Always out of place. Need to talk to all the empty space. And when I'm wasted, out of gas. Shit faced with blind drunk, kind of evasive. Wanna show love, but everybody's so abrasive. Take my daisies, let me through this flower garden. Poetry's for fairies who get devoured. Started now and lift your heart, and you can prove you're smart and not a tart. And wearing jumping Celtic rock. Our Lady Peace for the college jargon. So let's fuck. I'll be modest. I'm a truck driver, bad at a hell swell guy. Came out of my own sweat and make music to make you cry. But please don't try to hide and listen, you'll be missing the best part. I'm a rude beast for the moment, a soothing movement of the human heart. Darkening in the blood, bleeding through my new blue fogger. Harder than the mud used to mummify this water. I'm a part of something big, but I'm just so goddamn little. I feel like a virus born in a pool of my own spittle. I dilly dally, a little sally.
Every time. This one's for the team. I'm doing it all for love. Know what I mean?
You don't know what you're saying. You know.
I do.
No, I know you think you know what you're saying, but you're not saying.
No, I know what I'm saying. I don't know what I mean, but I know what I'm saying.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Right, but it's not like anybody knows what anything means, right? It's not like anybody knows that. So at least I know I don't know what I mean. It's fair to most people. They probably think they know what they mean, not just what they think they mean.
From Pedro Show, October 25, 2002 edition. Right there. Well, I should introduce my special guest this week from Gardena, Mr. Keyboard Money Mark.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
The whistle going.
I heard that 289 go by just now on the
roar.
Street.
The sound of Pedro.
Sound of Pedro, brother Matt.
Howdy.
On the assist over there. That's something that you brought right from Canada.
Yeah. I went to a Dilated People show, and then there was selling, in the foyer they were selling some CDs, and I picked that up. You know, just taking a chance. And I like that song off of that little compilation.
Josh Martinez.
Josh Martinez, yep.
And the song was Outlook.
Yes, right.
So you just rolled the dice.
Yep.
And that was the price.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Like those
every once in a while, you got to take a chance, you know.
Yeah. No dare, no fair.
Yeah, I'm always looking for the ultimate groove. So if I knew what it was, I would have it already.
That's
so
right.
Go for the blind grab.
Blind grab. We started off with John Coltrane, After the Rain, off Dear Old Stockholm. Watt from Pedro Show, we're going to have Money Mark play some keyboard, do some live in the studio. We're gonna play stuff you brought. A lot of your stuff is where
out back in the out in there. The yeah back out there in the high desert. In the house there, where it's nice and dry and cool, and it's a well-preserved spot for all my keyboards and gear. So every now and then I go over there and I feel inspired. I bring some of it back into the city and do a little recording here and there.
You record now, huh?
I'm recording now. I'm always recording. I'm constantly recording, at least a couple hours a day. It's like my calisthenics. And it's just my way of life. I don't know anything.
Bad with the Pro Tool thing you were talking about?
I do that. I got, you know, the analog 8-track. And I got, you know, whatever. Any format. Whatever thing records.
And but you did bring some vinyl. In fact, we got some Steel Pulse here with them.
Yes, we do. Sound system.
And I told you I was playing with some reggae cats here.
That's right.
We're going to play Friday, the 1st, November 1st, at the Sheraton.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, can you believe it? And by the way, I got a call yesterday to play bass for Iggy at some award show Tuesday.
Wow.
So the Stooges thing keeps rolling. Halloween night, I'm playing with Nils and Kevin from the Fibbers with Stooges. Bigfoot Lodge is singing Los Feliz.
Yeah.
I played there, but it'll be my 22nd Halloween in a row wearing the outfit.
Wow.
Favorite holiday.
There you go.
Everybody's dressing up anyway most of the time in real life, so, you know, call it on the costume tip.
So you got your costume lined up already?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be Larry Fine. I'm going to be a stooge.
Oh, nice.
Now he's going to be Curly Joe. He got his hair short. Kevin's going to be Mo.
I did a little thing with Iggy and Don was when he was working on some record, like 3 years ago, Mott Street. Down in the basement there.
New York City?
Yeah. And that was a cool thing. I don't know what ever happened to those recordings. Not sure.
Yeah, you were saying about the Stones. You record with these cats and then you don't appear, but later your work does.
Well, maybe, you know, I don't know. Who knows?
And the Dust Brothers and...
Yeah,
Watch out who you play for.
Yeah.
Well, on the other hand, it's so
on the other hand,
you get to play with cats.
That's right. So, you know, at that moment, I'm just doing it for my passion and to share my thing and to hear other people's, you know, we're all just in a room together. The little business thing creeps in later. But right now, I just more or less play all the instruments myself when I can, hire cats to come in and replace the parts. And whatever happened is that's water under the bridge. I have so much gratitude for whatever happened.
Yeah.
You know, all the cats I got to play with and all the places I've been, and you know, it's all good.
Coltrane said music's a big reservoir.
There you go, and it stays preserved.
You either drinking out of it or you pissing into it. Taking turns.
It's cool. Yeah. If you already dig it, then everything else is bonus.
Yeah. That's right. And who knows what whatever people get out of it, that can't be corrupted. You know, whatever inspiration, so...
It's a gift.
It's a gift, and that's all that...
That's another thing John Coltrane said. He said. Someone asked him, what are you trying to do with your music? He says, I'm trying to uplift people.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. But you were just playing live. You were on tour.
I was on tour for 6 weeks. I did a whole, you know...
Hellride.
Picano thing. And Hellride, like 3 days off in the whole 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got in shape. When I came home, I was in shape, you know. Now I'm, like, lost it. I got to get back out there.
Doughboy, Pillsbury Doughboy thing.
Well, I just
gotta get peddling.
Last Saturday, that was our last gig, really, at Costa Mesa, Detroit Bar.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that.
You should check it out.
And it's cool. It's down where the cuckoo nest used to be.
Yes, right. And now
a lot of gigs there.
Yes.
A lot of weird memories. Me and Boone almost got electrocuted there.
Oh.
Well, we did.
Oh.
In those days, this pad, you had to bring your own mics, and all we had was this little tape recorder mic, so we taped it to a cymbal stand. And D. Boone had a funky Fender with lame ground, and we were all sweaty towards the end of the gig, and we got close, and our noses arced.
Oh, wow.
Spark and knocked me and D-Boom both on our back onto the deck. Okay, here's some Steel Pulse. Money Mark's pick. Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Two. You all join the Don't your pimples look so pretty? You keep your head down low, very rarely do you notice the sky.
Really out of order, really out of order, really out of order, really. If your mom get a hold, I'm gonna go. If your mom get a hold, I'm gonna go.
Watch out.
Like the look of you, you better watch out.
From Pedro Show. That was Vivian Goldman with Adrian Sherwood, Private Armies. Her little solo 45 from the late 70s, early 80s. Money Mark, you met?
Yeah.
Adrian Sherwood.
Yeah, we hung out in Hong Kong and Japan with this Asian tour with Lee Perry. I guess that was in 96. It was a little while ago. And Adrian was doing front of house for Lee, doing his delays and all that. It was pretty cool.
Some dub.
Yes.
Dubbing
it out.
What were you talking about? You were saying something earlier about the older cats, how they're not as vital.
Well, the recordings are vital, and, you know, catching the moment, that's recording, and it's, you know, the essence of it is to catch some moments.
Right.
So apparently those moments can't always be reproduced constantly over and over and over.
Chuck Berry syndrome?
You know, then over the time, technology changed, and a lot of that old equipment, the older equipment, analog equipment, the people don't care to use it, foolishly, I think.
Yeah.
Because all that soul sounds are still fresh and will always be fresh.
Yeah, immortal.
And then, you know, I guess it's kind of like human nature. It's entropic in nature to kind of gravitate to some kind of formula. I don't know.
Shtick.
Some shtick. As I, you know, as I get it, as I see all that happening, I'm just going to refuse to be into that thing. So I'm going to try to have rebirth every day, every moment.
No Wayne Newton, Vegas. But you are playing different instruments live now. You're playing guitar.
Playing some guitar. I got an SG and I am still playing keyboards too.
And some drums. You start the gig with the drums.
Yeah, I do that too. And I blow through this old Maestro thing, the Eddie Harris little box.
What? It's one of them.
I plug a microphone into it.
Oh,
and
wow.
I hum into it, and then it gives me a low octave bass fuzz. So I can, you know, I usually start off with, I start humming favorite things or some Coltrane melody and play a beat to it. It's pretty cool.
When I saw you last, you said, well, this is what I do when I first wake up in the morning. You got on the drums.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
It's like peddling. Before Vivian Goldman, we had Liberty City by Pop Group live. Yeah, off the internet I got, it was a bootleg thing. We were talking about that stuff too.
Yeah.
And your thoughts?
Well, stuff you can't find. If you can't find it and you heard about it and you've heard it, and you're going to be enlightened by it and cherish it, I think, you know, your ears don't know the songs themselves. I think you just got to honor the idea, you know. And if you're out to rip people off, that's not good.
No. What were
anywhere,
you saying,
anywhere.
The old Dickens?
Yeah, Charles Dickens. You know, 100 years ago, Charles Dickens came to America. He's found all of his work in shops. And it's like, what's going on here? You know,
the biggest pirates were here, right?
Yeah, the biggest pirates are the U.S. 100 years ago. And now, you know, they're trying to close off everybody from trying to make these laws and pirating or whatever. You can't even tell who a pirate is, so. They used to wear the patch on their eyes.
Yeah. Skull and crossbones.
Arr.
In fact, the name of our team here, Pedro High.
Yeah, Pirates.
The Pirates.
Oh, that's right.
We can't even immortalize
Pirate land here.
Yeah, you could call a football team that, but don't be typing music
up. You know
up
the pirate here. Alphabet? Only two letters in the pirate alphabet. I and R.
What did, here's one. This younger guy saw this cat coming down the road. He had a peg leg and a hook for a hand in one of his hands. And he looked like an old seaman. The young guy goes, well, what happened with your leg? He goes, arr, well, there was a huge killer whale and took me leg. Well, what happened with your hand? He goes, well, there was a giant squid and yanked my hand off. Well, what's with the patch over your eye? Well, it was my first day with the hook and this bird flew over.
Oh, yes.
It's terrible.
They got a big pirate encampment up at Marineland right now. They're filming Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's a lot of Hollywood here now, always filming.
Oh, name. Yeah, there always has been. You know.
And they got such tude when they come, like they own the pack.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
You know?
Well, that whole scene, they're all against the secession, right? Because it's going to change all their rules and
zoning.
Everything.
Mm.
Yeah, they can't just go everywhere and film now, if that happens, you know. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of against it, but not for that reason.
Yeah.
I don't want the landlords running Pedro.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The reason I'm against it.
Yes.
But as far as those cats, they come in, because I pedal every morning, and wherever they are, it's like they own the place. They're always at Walker's. Or
yeah.
There's a Warehouse 1 is like their fake New York City if they need a subway scene. That old
yeah,
warehouse.
That's right. That's right. I used to go crabbing down there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
watch chowing crabs out of that harbor.
Yeah.
I see the seals in there, you know? Blue-green water.
Yeah.
Feel bad for them.
You hear them howling here at night.
Yeah. Sounds like some guy's snare drums.
Yeah.
I'm up too tight. We started off with Sound System by Steel Pulse. You picked that. You
yeah.
That.
Steel Pulse, man.
Veteranos?
1970, whatever, 9 or... In 79, what, they played the Sunsplash, because that was a couple months after Bob Marley passed.
Yeah.
And they
saw him the year before at Poly Pavilion.
Yeah. They were great.
Yeah.
The big hair.
Big hair. A lot of them reggae cats keep going.
They do.
They don't burn. That's what they know. So they go.
Yeah.
Sort of like Temptations, too. One of those cats died on stage.
Uh-huh.
South Carolina. Watt for Pedro show. Here's some William S. Burroughs.
Take it lunch.
I can feel the heat closing in. Feel them out there making their moves, setting up their devil doll stool pigeons, cruising over my spoon and dropper I throw away in Washington Square Station. Fall to turnstile and two flights down the iron stairs, catching up down A train. Young, good-looking crew cut, Ivy League advertising exec type fruit holds the door back for me. I'm evidently his idea of a character. You know the type comes on with bartenders and cab drivers talking about right hooks and the Dodgers. Call the counterman in Needix by his first name. A real soul. And right on time, this narcotic stick in a white trench coat. Imagine tailing somebody in a white trench coat, trying to pass as a fag, I guess, hit the platform. I can hear the way he would say it, holding my outfit in his left hand, right hand on his piece. I think you dropped something, fella. But the subway is moving. So long, Flatfoot, I yell, giving up fruit his bee production. I look into the fruit's eyes, take in the white teeth, the Florida tan, the $200 shark skin suit, the button down Brooks Brothers shirt, and carrying the news as a prop. The only thing I read is Little Amner. A square wants to come on hip, talks about pod, smoking now and then, and keeps him around to offer the fast Hollywood types. Thanks, kid, I say. I can see you're one of our own. His face lights up like a pinball machine with stupid pink affect. Ever see a hot shot hit, kid? I saw the gimp catch one in Philly. We rigged his room with a one-way whorehouse mirror and charged a Sosky to watch it. He never got the needle out of his arm. They don't if the shot is right. That's the way they find them, dropper full of clotted blood, hanging out of a blue arm. The look in his eyes when I hit kid, it was tasty. Recollect when I'm traveling with a vigilante, best shake man in the industry, out in Chi. We was working the fags in Lincoln Park. So one night the vigilante turns up for work in cowboy boots and a black vest with a hunk of tin on it and a lariat slung over his shoulder. So I says, "What's with you? You wig already?" He just looks at me and says, "Fill your hand, stranger." And holds out an old rusty six-shooter. Yet I take off across Lincoln Park, bullets cutting all around me. And he hangs three fags before the fuzz nails him. I mean, the vigilante earned his moniker. Ever notice how many expressions carry over from queers to con men? Like, you know, rage. Doesn't someone know you were in the same line? The shoe store kid, he got his moniker shaking down fetishes in shoe stores, says, "Give it to a mark with KY and he will come back mourning for more." And when the kid spots a mark, he begins to breathe heavy. His face swells and his lips turn purple like an Eskimo in heat. And slow, slow, he comes on the mark, feeling for him, palpating him with fingers of rotten ectoplasm. The Rube has this sincere little boy look. Burns through him like blue neon. That one stepped right off a Saturday Evening Post cover with a string of bullheads and preserved himself in junk. His marks never beef. The bunco people are really carrying a needle for the rube. One day, little boy Blue starts to slip, and what crawls out would make an ambulance attendant puke. The rube slips in the end, running through empty automats and subway stations, screaming, "Come back, kid, come back!"
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. That's why I need a playlist, Brother Matt, so don't loop it. I think I've played that tune before. Anyway, that's Slater Kenny Step Aside. Before that, Decepticon, La Tigra, Kathleen Hanna, Right Girl Partners. And started with Bill Burroughs reading from his book, Junkie. Little Boy Blue. And now live at the Love Grotto and Pleasure Point here in Pedro.
That was from the top of my head, so I don't know what I should call it. What would you call that?
What's on the top of my head right now?
My cans? Music for cans.
Canister.
Okay. So we'll put some bass on it and drums on it. Whoever wants to do that, go ahead and do it.
We were talking about that, these bands without basses. You were talking about something you did at the Getty.
I played a show at the Getty, and that's up on that hill, right off the 405, right?
Yep, Mulholland Pass.
Yep, and played in that theater there. And I did a piece with a green vinyl 45 with the Iggy and John Williamson playing guitar, doing Purple Haze. And this is minus the drums and bass. So I put the record on, and then I get on the drum kit and I play drums to it, so the song can have a little beat to it. But it's a pretty fun thing to do, like add sounds to other pre-recorded stuff.
So reciprocate, and you say cats can take this keyboard and put their drums and their bass.
To sure, it. I'll give you a hit too.
Hit me.
That'd be cool. Put out an album just with everybody's take on that one little deal.
Yeah. Piece it up.
What do you mean?
So you put that out, and then everybody who contributes, like everyone got their own little take on it they send in.
Yeah.
And then that's the album, everybody's take. Different cuts on the one deal.
Wow. And then he samples that, makes a new album out of that, and starts layering it up.
Morphing.
Start morphing. All right, coming to the end of the first hour.
Got one more minute.
Here on the Watt for Pedro Show, October 25, 2002 edition. Got the big motor babies roaring by. Always, Friday afternoon is intense for that.
Pedro,
huh?
Cruising the point.
I'm playing in Long Beach tonight with Second Man, my keyboard band, organ band, with the Pedro guys, Pete Mazich, Jerry Trevitich. Pedro, gotta be Slav. But Matt's Madich. We got the Nashki thing.
Uh-oh.
Going pretty good. Yeah, it's great.
What are they serving in the foyer tonight?
Oh yeah, probably
Charlie.
Italian show.
Mustard Charlie.
Raviolis. There was some raviolis here that.
Yeah, there was.
They got chowed.
They got chowed.
I was too late. I was putting a new hard drive for Brother Matt, so that's the price I paid. Yeah. So anyway, hang tight for hour two. Come right up. October 25th, 2002. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
But by the way,
Watt for Pedro show. That was some craft work with Dentaku, which is pocket calculator done in Japanese. German guy speaking Japanese there. Bright lime green 7-inch. Before that, Say the Word, of J. Mascus in the Fog, new record. I think I played that before, too.
It's a good song.
See, I can't... I want to make them all unique, you know, all the shows, but I just space.
Was never played in that order.
Yeah, I was never played in that order. And we started with something Money Mark picked called Is It Wrong from Shades of Jade. And now, I'm very pleased to say Brother Matt's Spin Cycle installment of this show. I have him collaborating with Improv with keyboard Money Mark.
Cool.
And, here we go.
We're ready, ladies and gentlemen.
Quack, quack. Thank you.
Money Mart. That was great. Thank you much.
Thank you.
For some on the fly. Fly creations. Loopable. Right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Fully looped. Okay. Here's some slits.
Yeah. planet, on the planet. Nina, rocket number 9, take off for the planet.
Look deep inside You can put it together, you can pull it apart. You may not forget, you don't remember. You don't remember. You don't remember.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was the 3M Company doing a cover of the Minuteman tune, Search. Money Mark, do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And who was the 3M Company?
Mike and Mark.
That was a trip doing that.
Yeah.
I hadn't played it many years when we did that.
I found it in a pawn shop. In the Inland Empire.
Treasure trove.
That piece of D. Boone's piece was amazing.
Yes.
It was that is just amazing. You feel like you're there.
Yeah, before that we had D. Boone from Lhasa Club 1984 doing Creedence song Who'll Stop the Rain. And Sun Ra from the Singles Collection with Rocket Number 9. We gotta cover that, huh?
Yes, it's
right tune. And right after the Brother Matt, Money Mark collaboration in the Spin Cycle, we had Slits with Man Next Door. Coming at the end of hour two here, hold tight for hour three. October 25th, 2002, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show, and here's part 13 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness.
The human mind does not exist only within the human body. We know the mind and the brain are not the same thing. The brain must stay where it is, but the mind is free to roam at will. For example, you, the listener, come with me. Let me borrow your mind for a moment. Your mind is flexible. It can stretch like rubber. For while you will sit there letting your mind go far away into the dark passageways of that mysterious mansion of Inverness, you will still be able to hear everything going on around you. Voices, traffic, everything. The mind is a good friend. Never lose it. That was a joke, you see. So, with your mind, come outside your body, at a distance of 3 feet from you. Now, with your mind, notice the color hair, the eyebrows, the mouth, and the teeth, the lips, and nostrils. Very good. Now again, with your mind, look about the room you are in. What is on the wall in front of you, behind you, to the left, to the right? Good. Now we are going for a journey. First, take your mind up to the ceiling. Now, look down at you, sitting there. Now, leave the building, away across the rooftops. See the buildings passing below. Aha, you are flying. Very good. Now you are flying above the countryside. See the trees far, far below. There's a river way below. A road, pastures, a woods, pine trees. And finally, a bay with birds circling far below you. And there, upon a mountain that rises up from the Bay of Inverness, the big, gray, Victorian mansion with three tall towers. And now, we fly right down and in through the wall, and there we are, inside the wall. Inside the dark passageway between the walls, where lives the Madonna Vampira. But she is not there. You are, alone. Make the hallway lighter with your mind, light enough to see well. Now we float past the gilded frames. Upon the walls, paintings of ladies with tight corseted elegance from ages of royalty past. And finally, we stop before a mirror. We see nothing. The mirror does not reflect our mind. We move into the mirror, through the glass, and finally, through the wall itself, and we are into the room of Chief Wampum.
Chief, try and be serious. Now, you haven't answered my question.
I feel a presence in the room, you see.
What do you mean, a presence?
The listener.
Oh, come on, Chief. I know you know, but all you do is sit there in hysterics.
If you wish to know about the demon, ask Meenie-Eenie, you see.
I haven't seen Meenie-Eenie in some time, and you know it. I don't even know where to look for her.
Perhaps she can be found in the dragon's cave, yes, no?
Yeah, you're very funny, Chief.
Some people learn through pain and suffering. Others through laughter and joy.
You're one of the laughter and joy ones, I take it.
Why not?
Oh, boy. Look, tell me, Chief. Chief, if you were stuck out on a ledge about 12 inches wide and wished to leap a chasm to another ledge, but the chasm was 12 feet across, what would you do?
I would leap it.
Thanks. Well, how would you do that?
With my mind.
Yeah, well, that's okay for you to do, but what if you had to take your body along with you? Then how would you get across the chasm?
I would use an aluminum extension ladder. Hmm. Very good for, how you say, yawning chasms.
Oh, that's really funny, Chief.
Oh, yes, you can depend on me when the going gets rough and you are stuck out on Rue Morgue Avenue.
Thanks, Chief. I'll remember that. Well, look, I hate to leave you when you're having such a good time, Chief, but I've got to be off. Say, do you think that little Frida's all right?
Oh, yes, I'm certain she will return. Her pigtails, eh? How you say? Stand on end when danger looks near. But when she went poof, eh? Her pigtails were very relaxed, you see.
Well, that's what everyone keeps assuring me. That she knew what she was doing. I sure hope so. Okay, Chief. Thanks a lot. I'll see you.
Oh, namaste. Oh, little Frida.
Yes, Chief?
You were there all the time.
I came in when you brought in the listeners.
Jack
has courage.
Oh, he has foolish courage. But he will come too, I believe. Tell me, how much longer are you to remain in that state?
A little longer. I don't want to materialize yet. I don't wish to lie to Jack, and when he starts asking questions, I'm afraid I'll have to tell him everything.
Yes, he balances the circle. With his presence, all of us will be able to achieve what we were not able to achieve before, you see.
He may even find Lord Giles.
His path through the Fourth Tower has many dangers. Each level contains worlds the rational mind is unaccustomed to. Our attempts to disorient this rational mind are but mere child's play to what he will now begin to experience. Mm. Oh, my goodness, we have done our best. May the gods now guide him safely, and may our prayers help to give him strength to endure.
Amen.
Now, for a glass of sherry, eh? Yes, no?
How do you know I can drink sherry?
Oh, there, let me tell you, child, there was once a famous yogi, a beloved prankster who would dematerialize, you see, and then he would float into the homes of the English there in India. When the drinks were being passed, there would often be one drink disappeared into thin air.
I bet it tasted pretty good, huh, Chief?
Oh, it was a rare, exquisite warmth that flowed through every loose molecule, followed by a silent smacking of dematerialized lips, you see.
But the illusion falls away. As my teacher said, the skin cannot be ripped off the snake. The snake has to molt the skin. The illusion will fall away. The rate will fall away. No matter what you do, you scream from the rooftop, go crazy, rush to India, stand on your head and not eat. And it's all karmically determined that you're doing it in the first place. And in the second place, it's happening just at the rate it's happening. And all you're thinking you're doing something about is phony. So you say, oh, well, if that's the case, I'm going to go and I'm going to just lie, cheat, steal, you know, lust. What the hell if it doesn't make any difference? So you say, go ahead and try. Because who wants to be brought down? In order to do that, you've got to leave here, and here is the best place, it turns out. You're hooked, finally. You're hooked on the here and now. It's totally addictive.
Okay, that's part 13, Fourth Tower Inverness. And now, I'm happy to say, another improvised piece by keyboard Money Mark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right now? Oh, my God.
On the spot.
Wow, let's see. Let's see, what can I come up with now? Let's see. All right. My mic is on too, right? Hello. This is a short song about missing home and being on a bus for months and weeks. But anyway, this is a number called Cry. Loved you, I never told no one. I think about you every day till the setting sun. At night, when I'm alone again, I'm crying, I'm crying. Can't get next to you, I don't really try. That's why I wrote this song, that's why I cry. I'll send it to you, you can play it in your box. I'm crying, I'm crying. I don't really feel like a man, feeling low. Man, all my bullshit, Hammond organ, I'm gonna play my organ solo.
Very much, Money Mike. And now here's some half Japanese. What for Pedro show?
I knew you wouldn't ever go out with me. Or talk to me, or speak to me, or kiss me. I knew there wasn't any use asking. But my heart made me ask. My knowledge was wrong. I'm glad my knowledge was wrong. My heart was right. my heart says. Kiss me, my heart says. Touch me, my heart says. Speak me, my knowledge is wrong. I'm glad.
Thank you. The last days of the suicide kid. Any other comments? The last days of the suicide kid. I can see myself now, after all these suicide days and nights, being wheeled out of one of these sterile rest homes. Of course, this is only if I get famous and lucky, by a subnormal and bored nurse. There I am, sitting upright in my wheelchair, almost blind, eyes rolling backward into the dark part of my skull, looking for the mercy of death. Isn't it a lovely day, Mr. Bukowski? Oh, yeah, yeah. The children walk past, and I don't even exist. And the lovely women walk by with big, hot hips and warm buttocks and tight, hot everything, praying to be loved, and I don't even exist. It's the first sunlight we've had in 3 days, Mr. Bukowski. Oh, yeah, yeah. And there I am, sitting upright in my wheelchair, myself whiter than a sheet of paper, bloodless, brain gone, gamble gone, me, Bukowski gone. Isn't it a lovely day, Mr. Bukowski? Oh, yeah, yeah. Pissing in my pajamas, flop drooling out of my mouth. Two young schoolboys run by. Hey, did you see that old guy? Christ, yes, he makes me sick. After all the threats to do so, somebody else has committed suicide for me. At last. The nurse stops the wheelchair, breaks a rose from a nearby bush, puts it in my hand. I don't even know what it is. It might as well be my pecker for all the good it does. Of course, that's never going to happen, you know. Okay.
It's Charles Bukowski here on the Watt from Pedro show. That was him reading his poem, The Last Days of the Suicide Kid. Before that, we had something Money Mark picked, Jackie 2 with Black Organ. But you wanted another tune, huh?
Yeah, but it's cool, man. That's a cool tune. And I liked it next to Hank.
Yeah, Brother Matt showed you that picture of his gravestone.
Yeah, brother.
You like that inscription?
Yes.
Don't try.
Don't try.
What do you think he meant by that?
Don't try to move this stone. Don't
just
try
be
to
be natural or be late. Be lazy? I don't think he was talking about being lazy.
No, I think he was talking about that's the actual stone.
Oh.
With his name on it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I'll leave it there.
It was literal.
He's like this with his finger pointing up at you.
Quite an insight. Don't try stealing this, because cats like Jimmy Dean. In fact, I was on tour once going from Albuquerque to El Paso, and we stopped, I think it's Fort Sumner. Not the one in South Carolina, but there's one in New Mexico, and where Billy the Kid's buried. And the gravestone is like in a little cage, barred up. Well, first there's a cage inside the plot, because there's actually two gravestones. One was made later with him and his two buddies. It says Three Pals. Anyway, his original one, though, has a little cage over it, too, inside this little cage plot. Because it's been stolen a bunch. Yeah. In fact, they found it at Manhattan Beach over here once.
Then hit the beach.
Kiped it right in his own yard.
People like the bones.
Yeah. What is that about?
Abe got nabbed a few times.
Taking. Yeah, I think Charlie Chaplin got dug up. So did Who's that guy? Benny Hill. They thought there was money in the coffin.
Oh,
dug his ass
crazy.
Up and left him out there, you know.
And then when they got to it, he got up and said, don't try.
Yeah, don't try. So, yeah, you know, I never thought of that.
That's it.
I thought he was trying to wax philosophical about the world or something.
He did that too, though. I mean, it does everything.
Yeah, it wraps up a lot of stuff
like,
in one.
I mean, if you're the
poser,
if you're the thief, that's your message. But then if you're not the thief, this is the other.
Yeah.
This is the other.
So it's whatever.
It works really well.
Whatever you're looking for is what he's trying to tell you. Thank you, Mr. Bukowski.
Yeah.
Before that was Live Mission of Burma from a few months ago. They had me opened up and with the second man. And then when they played for an encore, they had me on stage to sing 1970 there with them. Thank you to Sharon Live for the recording. Incredible package for a fan, you know. It's like a box set. It has all the West Coast shows. Too bad it's terrible recording, though. But like most stuff in the U.S., you know, nice package. Contents, questionable. But it was a good gig. The El Rey sounds terrible anyway. You know, like the Palace was built in the 30s. And for big bands, so electric instruments sound really bad. And now there's no more gigs. I guess Faith Hill or something did a video there and tore the ceiling up. So it's condemned.
Yeah, something broke up there and it's rigging or something.
I went to the Palace last week and Les Claypool had me come and see him. And then had me on stage to play.
Wow.
He asked me...
nice.
Yeah, he had Fish on drums.
So he got, wow.
But the sound was so muddy, you couldn't hear anything.
Two bass players. Yeah.
Anyway, at the end, he has me come on stage. He goes, you want to play my bass or one of these others? And his are really hard to play, you know, like six strings, whammy bars, 500 frets. So he said, I'll play the Rickenbacker. And it had John Entwistle's name written on it.
Wow.
His signature. But then the strings were really light gauge and really close. He plays with a real light touch, obviously. So, and also, he plays really quiet on stage. He has Fish way in the corner playing stuff. So I couldn't really hear what I was playing. You know, they had me a little bit in the monitor, no amp or anything. So it was pretty much mine. And he was doing Taxman, that Beatles song. Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
And so I tried jamming over that. I think I did major over minor, which is what the Beatles, they always end major songs in minor chords. So, make you cry. But it was
sad.
I was so embarrassed in a way, you know, I never even took my coat off. But he was sweet to have me on like that. But
two basses, huh?
Yeah, two basses.
Yeah.
Some cat on a xylophone and a sax player and Fish on drums. Some tall guy on guitar, dreadlocks. But they were so tiny, you know. I guess I play really loud on stage, you know. I mean, I could hear myself breathing. That's how quiet it was. You know, it was like, whoa, these guys play tiny. You're not going to go down. It was so strange. It was like getting in front of people naked, you know. So before Burma, we had Half Japanese with My Knowledge Was Right, Was Wrong. I wrote it down wrong. I said right. Should be My Knowledge Was Wrong.
What is
that pen, brother man?
Oh, another pen right here.
Who's right there? Oh, it's over here. Okay. Yeah, My Knowledge Was Wrong. Before that, we had a special tune from Keyboard Money Mark called Cry that he did round the spot about tour. It was a tour spiel. And, of course, we started out third hour with part 13, Fourth Tower of Inverness. And now, you know, cats give me stuff on tour. And it's trippy. Like John Coltrane was saying, you know, the big reservoir of music. Music is a big reservoir. So this band is called The Beard. And I got a beard right now. Stop shaving. You know, it's been a year since those attacks. And if I look at whatever, not the right ethnicity, tough. Because I'm tired of shaving. Any grief about it.
Well,
okay?
Fidel doesn't shave, so I should wash
it. And think of it this way, I look like whoever you want me to be.
Yeah. That's right.
Whatever. Tim McVeigh
had a buzz cut, and you look like whatever. So you don't have to look just a certain way to...
A man with a beard.
Be a threat. So the beard, yeah. And this band's called The Beard. Lot from Pedro Show.
From Pedro Show. That was Tortoise with Sheets. Before that, something Money Mark picked, the Kirstens, with a tune called Outside. Why'd you pick that one?
Oh, Greg and Pamela. Because of the theremin work that she does on there and bass lines and all that stuff she does with the theremin.
Yeah, what's her name?
Pamela.
No, the Kirstens.
Greg and Pamela.
That's her family name, right?
Yep. Well, she plays the theremin And all those bass lines are on the theremin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
Which is hard to get the pitch and intonation.
Yeah,
right?
So...
Since it's like a distance from the bar.
That's right.
Yeah,
she's a perfectionist, and that she has mastered it. So, and that on that smooth theremin too, that wide melody, that with a delay on it and all that.
Have you ever heard about how that thing was invented? The cat who's
no, I didn't.
He was a Russian guy, and he got the KGB kidnapped, and I brought him back, and all this bizarre stuff. Yeah, there's a trippy story.
Wow.
Get your Google search engines going on the internet and read about theremin. A trippy story. Before that, we had Essential Logic with Flora Force. That was Laura Logic's band after she was in X-Ray Specs. She played sax in X-Ray Specs. A trippy song. On her credits, she never put singing. She always put warbling. She's a warbler. And we started that set off with Flight Patterns of the Strange Blue Birds by The Beard. Thank you very much for that CD. Watt for Pedro Show. Here's something else Money Mark picked. Something from Nick Lowe. I love the sound of Breaking Glass. Watt for Pedro Show.
I love the sound of breaking glass.
I can't do this. Oh,
Watt from Pedro show. That was Grandpa's Ghost with Still Got You. Germs before that, Manimal off Italian bootleg 7-inch. And I love the sound of Broken Glass by Nick Lowe. You picked that, Money Mark. What is that about?
I love the sound of Breaking Glass, huh?
Yeah.
I'm into the bass line.
Great bass line.
I'm into the, you know, listening to that production, reminiscing.
Stroll down memory. We're coming down end of another Walk from Pedro show here. Mark, I want to thank you very much for being my guest. Brother Matt for the essential assistance.
Thank you.
It's an honor to be here.
So you're going to take some time off now that you've done some tour.
That's right.
And you're recording and stuff. You got plans for a record?
Yes, I do. And
maybe summer, spring, fall?
Maybe soon, yeah, a few months. And then, I don't know.
More tour?
Maybe. I probably think so.
That's the way it usually works.
In summer.
Who'd you take on the road with you? Who's in the band?
Right now, Alfredo Ortiz plays the drums.
Yep.
And Walter Miranda plays bass. And then I'm playing keyboards and guitars and doing all the weird shit.
So it's a power trio.
And then it could be with a couple of horns.
Oh, wow.
But it could, you know, it could stay as a threesome. It's a threesome for the core.
The core.
Yeah, and then there's a singer, a vocalist,
hardcore,
who will do harmonies.
Hardcore. Hardcore. You've been playing with other folks? Like the Side Mouse?
Yeah, on Femi Kuti's record, the Fight to Win record, I went to Paris for a couple weeks. And
wow.
Stayed in a basement in Paris.
Good chow there.
That was good. Yeah, there was some good chow there.
An intense architecture. I spent time there with Jay last year, or a year and a half ago, and it was wild walking around by the river.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The dame and all that.
All those the flower shops right there.
It's
really beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, incredible town. And people aren't that mean. I know the rumor is that French people are all mean and stuff, but I mean, there's a percentage of dicks, but that's everywhere. Percentage of cool people. People are always asking me, what's your favorite place to play, you know? What's your favorite town? And, you know, they're all the same in a way as far as people goes. People are people. Percentage of dicks, percentage of cool people, big middle that don't know what to do, so they take turns being dicks and cool.
Yeah.
And what's really different, I found all the tours, I just did my 49th tour, was geography and weather.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here in Pedro. You got the water, and the weather's pretty calm. It's been gray lately, but not too cold. God, it snowed in Minneapolis. Those cats already got winter coming on them.
Yeah.
If you want snow, there's mountains 40 miles away. If you want desert, we got that too. If you want beach. So that's why I stay here.
There you go.
But I don't think the folks here are any better than another towns or another lands. And so don't be afraid to go to France or somewhere. Just because of rumors and reputation. That's my advice. Who else?
There's been some collaborating with... I contributed a song with the Dust Brothers and some other folk, Eagle Eye Cherry, on a Santana record, like the Supernatural record. That's like track number 10, I believe.
Pantera?
No, Santana.
Oh.
Pantera. Hey, yeah, I'm going to play with Pantera. No, that'd be cool. I'm ready.
Dime
down.
Bag? Is that kind of guy's name? There's something kind of a Henry Rollins. And Hank was telling me he wants to come on board. Next week, though, we got Petra Hayden.
Oh, cool.
And
nice.
The return of DJ Talia. She's
cool.
Coming back.
Cool.
DJ Talia lives down the block here, and she comes and spins, too.
Right on.
But I want to tell you, Money Mark, very much an honor to have you aboard.
Oh,
and you play for the TWFPS crowd out there.
turn them on to your collection of music and your live performance thing.
Right on.
So I'd love to have you on again.
Great, man.
Okay?
Yeah.
Really smooth seas for you.
Right on, you too.
And everybody else, this end of October 25, 2002 edition of Watt from Pedro Show, you keep your powder dry.